today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the type of ice cream that you would sever ties with a family member for. It is so good.
Murder is not
so good.
Murder?
Murder is okay.
My dad used to tell me this when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I couldn't really.
Was it goodbye?
No, I really couldn't communicate. Now I. Sometimes words hurt, Rob.
I know. Who said that? See, it's different with Sean because when people see him with a Ben & Jerry's bag, they say, hey, you must work for Ben & Jerry's. If they were to see me with a Ben & Jerry's bag, they'd say, hey, you're fat.
Hey, you have a problem.
No, they'd say, stop, thief.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means. In a moment, we are going to be joined by the grand poobah of PR for Ben & Jerry's, the mega corporation, the ice cream god, Sean Greenwood.
Yay!
Will be joining us, and he is bringing gifts, and we are going to do tastings, because that's what I like to do on the second day of my... Every time I start something, which is every other day, Sean's here. So I'm excited. We've got... And by the way, this time, we actually prepared for Sean's visit because I have been shipped all the different ice creams that we have and the different confections that Sean will be bringing in to you boys.
And you have
boys.
To eat it.
Yeah, and it was a delicate balance because we had to get it to you in time for the interview, but not so far in advance that it was in danger of disappearing before the interview.
Now that's the, you know, I have that kind of willpower. How you should point out that these flavors arrived at my doorstep at the conclusion of yesterday's broadcast.
Perfectly.
So if
timed.
I was this out of control guy that you described, now if it had come on a Friday and we were doing the segment on a Monday, I'd say you might have a slight chance of me violating
maybe even
the provisions of the PR code.
A drinking here, Friday. You know? A Friday, you know, with a few cocktails.
Yeah. If I'm sitting there Sunday after a Saturday night and I'm, you know, it's like tick tock, Giants losing in the third quarter again, I might be making my way into the freezer. But no,
there's a 2-minute warning here. And Mike starts wonder what's
by the
in
way,
the freezer.
Boys, by my count, we are going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different things to try today.
Oh wow. Lucky
How about
seven.
That, huh?
That's
but
excellent.
Before we do that, because we think of the listeners first,
yes,
and it's not about us,
no.
It's about you. Although I would say that we are providing a public service by sampling these ice cream flavors
100%.
For people.
Yeah.
But right now, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for our mailbag for you, because we care. Hit it, boys.
Write me a letter.
Is that the Mills Brothers?
No, it's a band called The Ravens, or a group called The Ravens, but I like to call them the Mike O'Mara Podcast Singers.
The Ravens were a band, weren't they?
Yeah, they did.
Raised on the Radio?
Exactly. I think a Baltimore band for some
reason. Also beat the Steelers.
That's true.
Yeah, congratulations to that. Stillers not looking so fantastic. Let's get right to it, shall
Happy
we?
Birthday.
Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. I know it's a little past Happy the birthday, birthday season, but I was hoping Aunt Regina... could wish my sweet daughter, Sophia Bear, a pretty good birthday. She will be 10 on October 6th. We love using that saying around the house. I don't know why. That is. I discussed it with my cousins a couple of times. And I know it will brighten my little girl's eyes when she hears her name, Sophia Bear, pretty good.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes?
Because I put this letter up front because I was so tickled with it. And then I got to thinking, when you were a teen... And you were doing one of your first impressions, I'm guessing, Aunt Regina.
Yes.
Did you ever think that it would be part of the fabric of an international broadcast?
No, I never did. But we hold on to it in the family. We hold on to the comedy of that.
Yes, of
and,
course.
And, you know, Digga, her nickname, as she was called, would enjoy many meals at our domicile when she was in the home.
Yes.
And she would come down. And, you know, there's a visual that goes along with it that you may see. Perhaps I will do at our live Las Vegas-style show.
Oh, that would be great.
On November 2nd. At the Zappos Council Chambers Theater, perhaps I will do the full Aunt Regina. which will and it's close to Thanksgiving, so I remember it from
Mike. Holiday tradition.
And then immediately I will go backstage and press the button for the elevator to hell that'll take me straight down. Anyway, Sophia Bear, we love using the pretty good saying around the house. Thanks for everything you guys do to keep the funny coming. I'm a longtime listener, and always she's going to enjoy Rob's fruitcake. So Yay. She got a fruitcake. He got a fruitcake. That's Todd Bear. Thanks for everything you do from Hagerstown, Maryland. Sophia, pretty good. Have a pretty good birthday. Well, Rob, it's got to be Socratic.
Right, so
you have to ask me how the birthday is going to be.
Hey, Regina, how's that birthday cake?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
And how would you like Sophia's how would you like Sophia's birthday to be?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, thank you, Digga.
Dear guys, after a year of dealing with my dad's hospice care and eventual death, marital strife, it's all his fault, the loss of a great friend. Wow, this is dark. The loss of a great friend, general teenage daughter, hagginess, and hyper employment stress.
Hagginess.
I had a marvelous reawakening. I trekked alone to NOLA last November, and I came back to life. Mike may recall that I was the knee-slapping front row sitter. And thanks to a mention by Rick from Concord during the post-show call-in, which prompted Mike to say that I'm nice, my 9-year-old son now proudly boasts to his friends that his mom knows famous people on the radio.
How cool is
that? That's pretty cool, right?
So while my parents mark my birth date as September 30th, I now celebrate my new existence with my annual trek to the TMOS show and look forward to adventures with the boys, Dirk, Merle, Tony, Lina, Jolene, Ronique, Chad. I love you all like dear, dear friends. Thank you, Steph Baker.
That's
wonderful.
That's
isn't that cool. Very, very sweet? I like that. Moving right along, gentlemen and Oscar. I have been a longtime listener dating back to the old show. Recently, my job changed in a positive way, and I now have a 25-minute commute every day. The TMOS podcast has changed my boring commute to my favorite part of the day. Positive aspects of listening to the show. Number one, I laugh my ass off the entire drive and walk into work with a big smile on my face. Well, let me get the dinger out for him since we're doing this. I just want to make sure. Take your time, Mike. Take your time with this wonderful apple, 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 apple.
Hey, Jesus Apple.
Christ. Sorry about that. Number one, I laughed my ass off. Let me turn that up. Thank you very much. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I'm a professional broadcaster. Jesus Christ.
How's it going, Aunt Regina?
Yeah, what I need is somebody down here.
Yes.
I need a person.
Yes.
I need a person to do this show. I need a person.
The show?
I know. I need a person to assist me.
Like
how many hands do you
Adrian?
Have up there, Rob? How many hands do you have up there?
Many
right?
Many
helping
hands.
Hands?
We could send Adrian or
it's
Toddy.
It's me. One-man show, but that's okay. It helps my antisocial behavior. Number one.
Ding.
I laughed my ass off the entire drive. Number two, being stuck in traffic doesn't bother me now because it gives me more time to listen to the show. Number three, my wife and I sometimes commute together, but not very often because she says I act immature while TMOS is on and that the show reminds her of when me and my sons hang out together.
Not very often.
That's my favorite. Number four, my wife also doesn't commute with me because I don't let her talk when the show is when the show is on.
That's right. Honey.
I love that.
Quiet.
I just wanted to say thank you. I love the show. Signed up for the bonus show and even bought a fruitcake. Thanks again. You keep the show going, Alan.
Yep.
Alan Davis. P.S. Years ago, my warehouse manager sent a list of sexual definitions to the show and you guys called us at work. She kept putting you on hold and our hold message ran for 10 solid minutes. Best, most cost-effective advertising ever. That's good. Moving along to the next letter. Oh, mighty podcast gods. Today, my father, Bob Shriver, or Shriver, turned 60 years old. He is my hero, my friend, and one of the things we have in common is a love of TMOS. We've been listening religiously for years, and it would mean the world to him if he could get a birthday shout-out on the show. With regards, Dylan Shriver. There's the shout-out.
Yes.
Hi, Dad. How are you? Nice to see you. How are you? hi, boys. I am a longtime listener, bonus show subscriber, and proud Rob Mobber. I was slow on the uptake and missed out on tickets to your Las Vegas show. Well, there are people that drop this time of year, so watch the fan. Go to the fan club because there are people that can't make it out there and try to sell them. But I did get tickets to the Murder Mystery Show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Today is my birthday, and I've been fortunate enough to receive a perfect trifecta of face birthday greeting from the past 3 years. For the past 3 years, I was hoping to go 4 for 4. Can you help me out with that, please? Do you know what he's talking about?
It's I'm a she. Confused. It's a she, and what she would like is to say something to the effect of, "Have a happy birthday. I hope you don't get any cake icing on your."
Oh, I got it. You guys are the best. I listen to all the shows, and I always look forward to you. Ball busting, rants, fruitcake pushes, pep talks, health issues, iPad, iPhone malaise, and gut-busting humor. Thanks for bringing the funny. Tina Rice, face!
Face, may I throw in a bonus, Mike?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I don't think this gets enough play. I love James Taylor. Mm.
Sending this one out to Tina Rice, ladies and gentlemen. I sure hope she has a fabulous birthday, and thanks for your wonderful support of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Thank you very much.
How about Mike, just a taste of Roberta Flack?
Yeah.
The first time.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful.
I love this. This is my
ever
favorite.
I saw your
face. Very good. Hey, fellas, in the last few weeks, I turned 40 years old and I ended my 12-year marriage.
Oh, my Ta-da! God.
I signed the divorce papers in front of the judge, hugged my now ex-husband, and cried. Cried a lot. I've been there. I know what that's about. As I sniffled, you just have to replace cried with laughed. No, well, that's not
Mike,
true.
Sometimes people laugh until they cry.
I understand. I sniffled and tried to dry my puffy eyes. I realized that I had a new TMOS show on my iPhone to listen to. I queued it up, and 10 minutes later, you boys had me smiling. What a wonderful mailbag this week.
This is
what
great.
Keeps me going. When I thought about writing this letter to tell you, I tried to recall just what episode I was listening to on that day, and I honestly can't remember. I can't remember when I do them the next day. TMOS is such an ever-present part of my life that it genuinely feels like hearing old pals when I tune in. My therapist told me to do something for myself, something that I had always wanted, to spend a little money on a special treat just for me, so I ordered myself a delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Yeah.
And finally got in on the bonus show action. Sorry I sucked all these years. All my love, S&D, Olivia in Maine. Well, Olivia, I wish you all good things for the rest of your life. And there's always somebody around the corner that's a perfect match. May you find your soulmate.
Mm.
P.S. I've tried throughout the years to turn people on to TMOS, and usually with pretty good success. Recently, my sister was in my car, and I excitedly told her about my favorite podcast and flipped on that day's show.
Uh-oh.
Only to hear Oscar describe drowning a rat in a bucket with a shovel in grotesque detail.
I remember that.
I'm so sorry.
To this day, my sister asks if I still listen to my rat murder show.
Rat murder?
Rat murder show. Sorry, guys. I think we lost her. Sounds like it. And all right, holding my hand, ladies and gentlemen, the final letter.
Hi-yo! Hi-yo!
May a diseased rat run up your sister's hoop skirt. Yes.
The rat murder show
is everything all right with Pony when Pony does that?
Yeah, he just
that
needs
urgency.
A key to a room.
He needs a key. Okay, very good.
Oh, I thought he gets that way where he just starts wandering around.
Hello,
kind
gentlemen.
Of like Beluga.
Yeah, clack, 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 Pony. Clack, 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 clack. Hello, gentlemen. Your show is as funny and entertaining as ever, but seems to cause chaos in my home. It started with my 13-year-old son and myself. And me, that would be, wouldn't it? And me, pronouncing words that end with irons in a loud manner. Like,
irons! Yeah.
Didn't go well over well in a movie theater.
Oh, dear.
Continued with both of us finding reasons to yell out,
face!
In public, and now has hit a crescendo with the latest issue that drives the wife crazy, adding the phrase, in my pants. That's not ours, that's Letterman.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
To everything. Being a good father and TMOS listeners, I'm going to encourage this behavior by wishing my lovely bride, Erin, a wonderful birthday on October 7th, and hope that it is all she wishes for. In my pants!
Hi-o! In my pants!
Thank you, Matt Youngworth, Appleton, Wisconsin. Rob, start the show, you hump. It's ice cream time!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So how's this gonna work? Are you gonna pay me up front?
I don't understand.
It'd be really great if I could get paid now in cash.
Oh, well, we don't
do that.
Okay, well, when you cut my check, just make it payable to Dewey Finn for tax reasons.
You can discuss all of that with Candace in administration at the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
We commence at 8:15. School lets out at 3.
Oh, you know what? You think I could cut out a little early today? I got some stuff I gotta do.
It's cool. I can stay.
Mr. Schneebly, this is considered the best elementary school in the state, and we maintain that reputation by adhering to a strict code of conduct, faculty included.
You know what? You don't have to worry about me because I'm a hard ass, and if a kid gets out of line, I got no problem smacking him in the head.
No, we don't use corporal punishment here.
Okay, so just verbal abuse?
Mr. Schneebly, if you have any problems with any of your students, you just send them to me. I will do the disciplining.
Check.
The first thing you do when you start a band is talk about your influences. That's how you figure out what kind of band you want to be. So who do you like? Blondie.
Christina Aguilera.
Who? No, come on. What? You, shortstop.
Puff Daddy.
Wrong. Billy.
Liza Minnelli.
What are you guys? This project is called Rock Band. I'm talking about bands that rock. Led Zeppelin! Don't tell me you guys have never gotten the lead out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show! The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag. Good one this week. Our wide open Wednesday tomorrow. Phone calls, we take them every single Wednesday. Our show, an interactive experience. We love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a new sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show called Scentbird.
Scentbird!
What I have in my hand. Can you see that? It's a little velvet pouch.
Beautiful.
Look at this. I'm getting this out right now. Look at that. What do you think that is?
Matte black.
Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, "You smell amazing"?
Oh, yeah.
What are you wearing? Of course you have. Whether it's Gucci, Prada, or Versace, you have good taste and you know what you like, and it ain't cheap. But there is a way to have great taste and save cash at the same time. Scentbird.com keeps me smelling amazing. Now watch this. I pop this open.
Yes.
There it is. That's the little spray.
Yeah.
A little spritz here. This is one of four or five that I got.
Yes.
There we go. I'm doing that. Oh, I did it in my mouth.
That's
I'm
good.
Sorry.
It's not Banaka, you know.
Don't eat the scents at Scentbird.
That's right.
Just spray them on your body. Do not eat the spray. That could be problematic.
All over your body.
Oh, that smells wonderful. Scentbird has 450 designer brands. It's the real deal. It's like a monthly scent adventure. You choose a scent, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, so you always smell amazing. Plus, free shipping all the time, and never, never deal with crowded department stores again. Rob Spiewak, what were you
going to
say?
I was going to say, it's fantastic. I hate going to the mall, because even if you know what you want, there's going to be some terrorist that comes up to you and sprays you with a cologne you don't want. So you
know
don't,
what I'm
you can
wearing
avoid
right
that.
Now?
What are you wearing now?
Tom Ford.
Hello. Oh, Tom Ford.
Excellent.
Woo! Thank you very much. Oscar has, is it Bulgari? Is
yes. That the, look at you.
Right, very good. And Rob, Rob loves his Old Spice. No,
stop
I can't.
It.
I'm sorry.
What? It's
Rob
not
has,
true.
Rob has Kenneth Cole.
Carrie loves it.
Rob has Aramis. Rob is wearing Aramis today.
No,
I'm making scent jokes. They probably don't want me to make scent jokes. The new sponsor, our very first commercial for Scentbird. Rob is wearing Rob is wearing High Karate.
I am.
Yes, very good. It's wonderful, and our studios are smelling better than ever. That's why I always use Scentbird.com with this exclusive offer. You'll get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first cologne.
That's come perfect. On! Come on. You change back on a 10. Come on.
That's Scentbird.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 50% off your first month. Scentbird.com. That's Scentbird.com/TMOS. Sign on. Smell great. Scentbird.
Yeah.
There you have it. Thank you very much. All right. Welcome to the show. We like to do this every once in a while, and we get real, real excited. This is a guest that we've had on multiple times, and when this gentleman comes on the show, the whole gang is very, very excited. He is the man. He's got one of the greatest jobs in the world. Although I will say, when I was bringing my own ice cream into the studio, there's some labor involved. Sean Greenwood, the Grand Poobah of PR for Ben and Jerry's. Sean, it's great to have you back on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I smell like weight gain.
The good smell of obesity.
What a Scentbird have for that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's wonderful to smell like it, but you could be like the gentleman that you're looking at on the TV monitor, and you could look like it. There you are.
We're all the Oscars working out. We're all being healthy.
We're
Come
trying
on.
To get our lives together.
Yeah.
So well, nice I, you know, I and I'm going to have just a little tiny taste of everything. I will not be diving in with both feet.
Now,
the
be
good
honest.
News is, though, that wait, this is you got some healthy stuff here. Not healthy,
yeah,
but
right?
You've got calorie-friendly stuff here right now.
We're trying to do our part. We're all no one's getting younger here. We got to be responsible. And did you have you tasted? Yeah, I'm asking.
I have not. I
okay,
have.
You, you've been
I was so. I was so methodical because I was discussing with the guys that I don't have any extra hands down here.
Right.
And you know, and by the way, if I did it down here, I'd probably inevitably not get a college intern. I'd get like a Florida man.
Yes.
Someone that would ride into my community on his bicycle.
Like a pool
and
boy.
Just, you know, and just say, like my body?
I envision someone on a golf cart with a terry cloth outfit.
How about a senior citizen intern?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, just like somebody that was intern. Really... Somebody like, God bless him, Uncle Dave. That's who I need down here. Somebody would be like, hey, did you get the ice cream? Yeah, get it yourself. Now, I am counting here as far as the confections that I received yesterday from, oddly enough, a Florida man who delivered them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Would that be right?
I think we're in the same ballpark here.
All right, good. Well, I've got everything here, and I already took the Ben and Jerry's. Let me just give you one. If I can do, you know, this company doesn't need my support, please. And it doesn't need my criticism, but I'm going to give you one small constructive criticism.
This is helpful.
Why you come
I
by,
understand.
Isn't it?
I understand that with a massive food conglomerate like Ben and Jerry's, that, you know, one has to be safety first, and you have to put that little plastic thing around top.
Yes.
But sometimes sometimes when I'm really, really ready to get my Heath Bar Crunch on or my toffee crunch on, because it's not Heath Bar anymore.
Yep.
See, I know everything there is to know about that. Sometimes that that battle that I have with that little plastic seal at the top is really can't you just chuck that and throw safety out the window?
The millennials do not remember like the tamper issues in the 80s.
Oh,
remember
that?
Tylenol.
Tylenol scare. Tylenol, like, so so that's why I know we have to.
That's it. Yeah,
the fight the good fight.
Yes. Yeah.
It's but a all of them thing. Today, Sean Greenwood.
Look at that.
All
he's got them. He's ready to go.
I've gotten all. Oh,
you got the new ones there, too.
It's called
been out
show
here.
Prep.
It's been out here like since I came in. So it's just
good.
It's sat out enough to just have that
now,
perfect
question,
amount of
Mike.
Terrible.
Sean has brought us beautiful signature Ben and Jerry's tasting spoons. They're wood, which I think is actually the proper material to sample ice cream. What is your tasting spoon going to be?
Well, Rob, one of the advantages of being in my own domicile is that I have a small spoon. I have a very...
It's only used at Thanksgiving, but
I can't see you, Sean. I can't see you over the spoon.
That's impressive. Is that for stirring pasta? What do you do with that usually?
The last time he used it was to mash potatoes.
Let's say hi to all our new YouTube subscribers. Hi, everybody. We're going to be eating ice cream here.
Spoony.
Yes, sir. Oscar told me we had to make the pivot to TV.
All right.
Spoony, the new character on the show. Spoony.
All right. Sean Greenwood, the Grand Poobah. It's all you, baby. Let's get started. What are we diving
right, well,
into first?
We're starting off with non-dairy, right? So this is a crazy thing is Ben and Jerry's, for decades, have been just a dairy business. And so all of a sudden... Everyone is a lot of people are eating non-dairy, whether you're lactose intolerant, whether you're it's a dairy health thing, whether you decide you
lifestyle
don't want
choices.
Animal products,
yeah.
right? A lot of people are vegan. And so this first one is the caramel almond brittle, which you should have there,
hold
Mike.
On.
We're all, move the spoon.
Let's all put it in our mouths at the same time. Right. So this
all
one
right.
is almond.
All right. Let me. Who may have had this when he went on his vegan kick?
Oh,
this guy!
Wow.
Hey, look at you!
I know. Listen, I have to say, their non-dairy stuff is it's spectacular.
You are
I might prefer it to the ice cream right now.
It keeps growing.
Like we brought out four flavors 3 years ago. We now have 9 flavors in pints. So it's like 20% of our product line is this non-dairy thing.
Wow. It's got a great almond nose to it.
It's nice. Right.
It really does smell great.
Alton, can you stop with the Food Network Alton brownie crap?
Tell us how to make chocolate chip cookies.
It's got a great almond nose.
Well, first you pick cocoa. See? You have to go down to the trees.
Get
the
least favorite part of these segments is listening to Robbie. All
right. So for those of you...
That's a bold-faced lie right there.
Don't have a pint in front of you. Caramel almond brittle is almond with salted caramel swirls and pieces of almond brittle.
Mm. Now, I mean this, and I'm not trying to look. This is, he comes in and visits us, and I'm not look. Ben and Jerry's doesn't need any help from me, but I'm going to tell you just throw the non-dairy thing out the window. It's irrelevant. This has a different flavor to it, and Sean, this is the way I would analyze this. You don't have all that heaviness after you eat ice cream. This is a better product to kind of feel like, okay. But it's so fantastic. It's got a great flavor.
At risk of Alton Browning it, to use Mike's gerund, it has a great mouthfeel. What do they use to substitute for fat since they're not using any
coconut
dairy?
Coconut oil is actually the fat in there. Yeah. So it's an almond base because that gives kind of the most blank palate to be able to have the flavor over the top of. So you don't, because if you use coconut base, then everything's coconut. It's like coconut, you say it's strawberry. It's like, it's a really strawberry coconut.
Right.
But these are all almond milk base. But you're right. It's like, how do you replace that protein and fat balance and make it like we have for 30, 40 years with ice cream.
It feels like ice cream in your mouth. It feels like the real thing. This is so good.
I wish I'd seen them make that, Sean, when I visited your factory.
Now, I understand you had quite an experience.
They were cleaning on Saturday.
And it was your birthday, right?
Yeah. It was my birthday weekend with Colonel Colburn, the former director of the President's Own Marine Band and a native Vermonter. And we went in there, and I'm like, hey, go up to the second floor. Going up to the second floor. Mm. Drum roll, please.
The reveal.
And we got up to the second floor, and there's suds and everything. And they're cleaning, And that's another thing. I understand the safety issues. Why do you have to clean everything?
Right.
By law,
every 72 hours, our manufacturing plants have to shut everything down and rinse it out because it's dairy-based, right?
Wow.
So it's most of the stuff. So,
we have the same law in this studio.
You guys also have to hose
every
this down.
Every 72 hours.
We got to wrap this up. So
all I know is I walked in there. I walked to the second floor, and I said, are those soap suds? Is that what it is? Oh, no.
From a distance, did you think maybe it was whipped cream? What are they doing down there?
No, it really was. It was an amazingly thorough cleaning on Saturday.
Didn't they send you like a apology?
Yeah, this lady, I forgot what her name. You probably know her name, Sean.
Laura.
Laura sent me the gift certificates, and the best thing Laura sent me was one of their really cool ice cream scoops that we still have. And she sent me a like a thing that you wrap around the pint.
Pint lock.
So that your
hands the pint lock.
No, not. I gave away the pint lock. But this was the koozie for
Don't blow the surprise, but everybody today playing the game. This is the home edition pint koozie. So you get to this while we ship to Mike.
Pint koozie is the bomb.
So that way you can hold these in your hands.
Out of this.
Oh my god!
Well, my fingers they lose feeling while I'm eating the entire pint. You see,
perfect. it does not remove the regret.
Sean's these animals.
I know. Just gotta set them. Are we ready for flavor number
yes,
two?
Yes, yes,
come
yes,
on,
yes.
We gotta keep this going. It's only the segment's only 45 minutes.
Come on, you gotta go on channel 9.
Peanut butter half baked. This is our next peanut butter half baked. Mike, you should have that one there.
Just the non-dairy.
Yeah, this is. So we're gonna finish the non-dairy sampling here. All right.
Oh, look at that! Right. Look at that right there.
So this one, chocolate and peanut butter with fudge brownies and gobs of peanut butter cookie dough.
Oh my God.
Best chocolate and best peanut butter in the ice cream business. Always, always, always.
Right, and so we were not the first to the non-dairy, but there's been a lot of places doing it. There's a lot of this non-dairy product out there, but because we came into it late, we're able to kind of learn everything, try to really work
it
out.
Second mover advantage.
Yeah, it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's exactly it lets us come out and try to do it well.
Well done, Oscar.
I learned a thing or two about a thing or two.
Chocolate and peanut butter with fudge brownies and gobs of peanut butter cookie dough. This is awesome. Right?
Nothing wrong with that.
This is the type of ice cream that you would sever ties with a family member for. It is so good.
Murder is not
so good.
Murder?
Murder is okay sometimes.
Do you have? I have a Ben and Jerry's question. Do you have like a quota of new products to sort of keep the engine going? Because it's kind of part of your business, or does it just happen organically?
You just have to, right? Like everybody wants new flavors, and even though everybody has their favorite, like the truth is, when you're traveling, you have like a Ben and Jerry's bag there, and people go, "Oh, you work for Ben and Jerry's? It sounds like a great company." And you're like, "Thanks, that's nice." And then they immediately go to, why did you do away with my Bovinity Divinity?
Yeah,
right?
I know.
It's always, and the
you,
deal
you
is
launch
like,
a flavor, and then if it's not selling, it's going to go away.
And there's only so many slots on the shelf. You can only put so many flavors. Right. So we have like about 50 pint flavors in rotation. So when you say we're going to bring out 4, 5, 6 new ones, 4, 5, 6 that the fans like least are the ones that are going away.
Let me see if I can remember the best selling of all time. Is it cookie dough?
That's in the top three.
Top three. What's numero uno?
The numero uno was this Cherry Garcia.
Cherry Garcia.
Favorite.
Oh,
my favorite.
So that was about 20 years of its history. And then about 4 years ago, Half Baked took over as the best-selling pint. So Half Baked is half cookie dough, half chocolate.
You see, it's different with Sean because when people see him with a Ben & Jerry's bag, they say, hey, you must work for Ben & Jerry's. If they were to see me with a Ben & Jerry's bag, they'd say, hey, you're fat.
Hey, you have a problem.
No, they'd say, stop, thief.
All right, what
next flavor? All right, so now
I thought we could break and we could come back.
What's his timetable? We could motor
I'm
through.
I'm here for you guys, please.
You're here. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. What's next when we come back?
We're gonna try the new light ice cream, the Mooforia flavors.
Mooforia. Those hippies. Anyway, all right, we'll take a break and then come back with more fun and more thrills with Sean Greenwood from Ben & Jerry's when we come back.
Have you ever thought about subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show?
Why?
Well, was there never a moment you thought it might be time to subscribe, maybe by the episode or monthly or yearly?
Why?
Well, if you don't buy the bonus show, how do you think they'll keep the podcast going?
By working at it.
That's it?
Yep.
So if no one buys the bonus show, how will the boys get funding?
Get a day job.
So would you ever support TMOS in some other way?
Nope, not for this.
So I guess we're done here.
Yep.
Jimmy Lewis suffers from listener apathy. Since there's no holiday telethon or listener apathy association, you can help find a cure for listener apathy by subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. What the boys need now is cash, sweet cash.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First. A message from Cornerstone First Financial. We told you it was going to happen, and it did. The Fed just raised their rates, and they are already putting out rumors of another rate hike in December. Interest rates are at a 7-year high. This is reality. So why take the time to refi now? Or why not take the time, right?
No, it's almost counterintuitive. Why would you want to refi now? It's the time to do it, though.
Did you write this? Wouldn't it be why not take the time to refi now?
No, because the rates are at an all-time high. You would think now is a bad time to refi, but it's not. It's a great time to refinance.
But wait a minute. If interest rates are at a 7-year high, you would take the why not take the because the interest rates are going to go up.
Right. Yes. Now is the time to do it.
You smoking weed when you wrote this copy? Just out of curiosity.
I was doing blow.
It's legal in Vermont now.
Oh, good.
Legal right up.
No coincidence.
Rob and I could argue all day with his confusing messaging, but with consumer credit at an all-time high, I don't disagree with the premise here, what you're trying to say. It's just, you know, I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
That because they're high, but they are going to go higher, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right. With consumer credit. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
So far, I'm wondering, is it a good time to invest?
Great time to refinance.
Just refinance.
Yes.
With consumer credit at an all-time high.
Sean is great.
It's a great time to use the equity you have to pay off credit card debt or student loans, take out cash for a home improvement, or pay off a home equity line of credit since the tax implications have changed. When it comes to refinancing, this is a perfect storm. Let Cornerstone First Financial work with you to see what makes the most sense with your spiff. Well, you know what I would tell people? I would tell people, regardless of what they're doing, there are people that have to buy homes. There's people that have to borrow money. That's the reality of it. You have to do that. Let Cornerstone help you negotiate through this very difficult time. They guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and right now, they are paying for all appraisals until the end of the year. They're the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
This is true.
Even when his sister runs off to Mexico. Hey. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 202-625-1221 and tell Mark Livingstone we said hello.
Hello, Rob.
Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. It is a busy day at Podcast Village because we have Sean Greenwood from Ben & Jerry's who is here. And have you ever added up how many radio, television appearances you've done? Are you a hoarder that way where you kind of quantify what you've done and how many times you've been on the radio and television?
I can estimate within the best, like give or take 10%, but the total is 3. But they're great.
Two of them have been with us.
Yeah. Two have been here.
You're funny. You one's, really got
one's
me.
One's a local Vermont.
You really got
you
me, Dave Letterman. That's
right?
Funny. You got me.
Where is he going, really?
All right. Let's move let's on to the, all right. the next
we're
three.
We're up to move
for
it, right? So light ice cream. So you have to adjust your palate for the look. Oscar's doing the
mic
koozie
flag.
As a mic warm.
Ben and Jerry mic
keeps
flag.
His mic
look
warm.
That.
That's good.
Hold on just a second. I can do that. I've got my big jug of water here. Here we go, right?
It's rinsing the palate before we move on. So these, right, you have to think lighter ice cream. So this is not supposed to be heavy Ben and Jerry's. Lighter right. Ben and Jerry's. It's called Mooforia.
It's a video day.
Okay. Does he swallow?
It's like a wine connoisseur.
No, he spits out the ice cream.
All right, there you go. Now, now my palate is clean.
Cleanser.
I'm ready.
It's a wine connoisseur.
What light? We got two of them.
Caramel
which one
cookie
doing
fix
for?
Is what we're starting
here we
with.
Are.
Right, because
right
we're starting
here.
Light and then go darker.
Yeah, all right, okay. Like a wine person.
See, Alton-esque again. We want to start with the lighter flavors and not bruise the palate.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I tell you, the condensation around here. I said I'm in South Florida. Should I mention that? It's like I'm in a sauna right
humidity.
Now. This is it. There it is.
Stickiness. All right, so
it's
what we're working on here,
kind of.
Vanilla with salted caramel swirl and shortbread cookies. It's called Caramel Cookie Fix. So the idea with these are lighter, not as impactful on your diet. So, you know, Oscar's talking, we're just saying we want to work out. This is something that is not taking the same toll. So 150 calories per scoop.
This it's still is amazing. Great. So good. When did salted caramel be the thing, become the thing?
The thing is, it hasn't gone away, right? Yeah, it came out like 12, 13 years ago, and we were like, all right, it's probably a fad. You get a year or two, and then another flavor. Oh, Mike's dishing out. Look
oh,
at
look
that
at
caramel
that.
Right
oh,
there.
Oh, man.
You can see the salt.
You found a wonderful pocket. A caramel pocket.
You really did temper that perfectly, Mike. It looks like that's just
mm-mm-mm.
Like...
Right? Fat
yeah. That's... When you come back up to the factory, we're going to put you in the research and development lab there.
Oh, that would be so
your,
cool.
The TMOS flavor
that would
creation
be good.
Session. Yeah. I think that's
put him
the
in there and
time.
Hire two people to bring him his spoon.
Nice. The big spoon.
The big spoon.
It'll take two people to lug the spoon.
This is pretty awesome.
Right. So this is a caramel cookie fix. And then right on its heels, let's go to the peanut butter dough. So that's the chocolatey based
hold
one.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So peanut
again,
butter dough.
With even with the light version of this Mooforia, the mouthfeel is still, it's the best. And that's really, I think, what Ben & Jerry's separates Ben & Jerry's from any other ice cream.
There are ones that are less this calories. There are ones that are less fat, right? Mm-hmm. You can go out and there's plenty of competitors that you can, but you go, you want it to taste good too.
Sure.
Is this BB dough?
BB dough. So this one, 160 calories per scoop. Chocolate with gobs of chocolate chip peanut butter cookie dough. You know, when these come out, I always look at them like children. You know, as a Ben & Jerry's guy, like, I have to say, like, I like them equally, even though you do have a favorite. I'm talking about children in that part. But with these flavors, I was like, I'm not going to like this because I'm not a chocolate guy. And this is my favorite one that we make out of the three flavors that we have out of this.
This is really good, too.
Oh, look at that, Mike. Look at that.
Do you like good. Chocolate and oh, no. peanut butter?
like a barista made that and one.
The balance on this is amazing. Great, great, great. The chocolate... Ben & Jerry's has the best chocolate flavor, bar none. That's it. And I think that's why Cherry Garcia is still in your top three.
Yeah.
The taste of the chocolate chunks.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great chocolate, right? They make it special for ice cream, so it does melt differently. So they'll sit, you know, if you put them on the shelf, I don't know why you would, but they'll melt at room temperature, whereas in the ice cream, it's a little bit softer that way.
You said there was a third flavor of Mooforia. What's the third flavor?
The third flavor is a chocolate milk and cookies flavor.
Ah.
Yeah, so like vanilla chocolate and...
How many flavors total do you have now?
So about 50 in pints. You know, there's about the same number in scoop shops. Or we have a couple hundred of those across the U.S. And they get some different flavors in scoop shops. So it's kind of a cool thing that you go for folks who go, yeah, I go to get the local Ben & Jerry's shop. They get to try some different things,
can
too.
Can you be more experimental in the scoop shops because you don't have to do a full pint
right,
run, right?
Right. So then if you want to do like a bacon flavor with something, you go, okay, let's try, you know, be a little more playful.
Hey, you could do a lobster ice cream like they have in Maine, Mike.
There's a scoop
talk
shop.
Talk to Sean. I look. Carla didn't come back. She's left me. And I have to go to the freezer because I'm not going to let these melt. And I know Carla says, you're not going to eat them, so just throw them away. No!
Oh, no. You have to right. protect those. All right,
now, Sean, let me ask you this. Just
go
briefly.
Ahead and sample the other stuff. I'll be
no
right
problem.
Back. Sample everything.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back. I'm not throwing it away. It's a horrible way.
Ratings.
Someone might affected. Come over.
So, there is a scoop shop, less than a mile away from here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
I walk by and walk in it multiple times with my wife. The people there are so nice all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that built in your culture, or is it just that shop we go to?
I mean, we're lucky that we've got surrounded by good people. There's a great franchisee here, Karen, who you know, treats her staff like family, honestly. And I remember coming down and meeting her 25 years ago when we were doing an event in D.C., and she's like, no, just come stay at my house. And there's like six of us. She's like, no, come over and stay. The twins can go in their room. And so nice, treating you like family, right?
Oh, wow.
And I think that's the difference is when you run a business that way, she's won awards here in D.C. about how well she does with her staff and looks to grow them and keep them invested in it. So it's not just I'm here to sling product and make money, but how do you adopt the values? And how lucky are we?
Noticeable.
Yeah. Here absolutely at Podcast noticeable. Village, we have a policy. We don't publicize it, but it's fairly well known. It's the no a-hole policy.
Yes. Oh.
And I'm wondering if you have a wonderful, almost like a mission statement on your website,
right?
About all the stuff that the Ben & Jerry's company stands for. Do you think that sort of civic mindedness and sort of looking out for the public good, does that trickle down? Is that why you attract good people?
I mean, people know that's what we believe in, right? Is doing good things with our business. And so if you're going to be a franchisee, invest your life savings in, sure, and own a store, you better be ready to play along with that, because if we're going to take a stance on political issues and get involved in issues like racism, it's like, look, guys, this is what we do. We believe in using the power of our business for that. So be ready for it. And if you're going to come be part of the family,
know what you're getting into.
Yeah. Good attracts good. I think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it speaks well of your company as well.
That sounded like Jerry. It sounded like good attracts good, right, and the good with all the thing and all that. The
let's
good
go to tote board.
Hey, let's right have some euphoria. Yeah.
Right.
So that's we have sampled all our flavors, and now
all we
there's
have is
nothing,
the pint slice. Did you get the pint slice?
There's nothing I like better than an ice cream bar. I mean, really, it's just such a great flavor. Okay. I know you're laughing at me, but it's the truth. There's nothing better. And you brought three of them today.
So you know the thing you can help with from TMOS to be a supporter of Ben & Jerry's is how to open these damn things properly, because people don't do it. See, this is the problem.
Okay.
I'm gonna show you now,
okay,
Mike. I'm gonna demonstrate.
Which one are we
YouTube
doing
viewers? I got Tonight Dough here, the Jimmy Fallon one.
This
is the wrong way to open it, right? This is what everyone does, is grabs it like this and goes, right? And now you've got to roll this thing out and hold in your hand. That's not the way it's supposed
don't
to
do
work.
It that way.
The way
Oscar
it's supposed to do is, okay, there's even a line that says open. There's a little polymer thing that goes across the top. So you open it, and now you have a little pouch to keep your hands clean. I'll pass to Oscar there.
Wait,
right,
what?
So
what?
Right
wait
across
a minute
the top.
What?
So, Mike, right across, it says open right across the top here. Just a left to right thing right across the top. And then you get the all little right pouch. See, and no one does this. So if you could spread the word.
Isn't that so great?
And I need it today because these are a little soft.
I can't wait to see someone do it wrong and say, you're doing it
please
wrong.
You're doing it wrong, you idiot.
If Rob is walking around town with a little Ben & Jerry's bag, maybe you could just walk up and like scream at people who are doing that wrong. You're doing it wrong.
I do that all day anyway, no matter what they're doing.
How thoughtful, though. You know, to really just remember that people, you know, try to eat these things on a summer day. It's really kind
and the
of
the idea
crazy
is you want to pick that. We sell them as a 3-pack in grocery stores and singles, right, in a convenience store. So if you go get one, you don't want to be like, I need a napkin, I need a spoon,
right,
and a fork to eat this thing. You want to be able to take it on the go
good
is the idea. And the other thing with this that's amazing to me, and again, we're going back to health stuff on this, portion control. When we came out with this and they're like, say portion control, I was like, that's baloney. That's bull. I'm going to open up a box and eat through all of it. And it's not true. What I do now at my house, loaded with ice cream, because we get 3 pints a day as employee benefits.
As employees. That's why I remember
these, right,
that when
right
I took the factory.
So
from, wow, I remember
I
that
get
before
plenty
you started
ice cream
cleaning.
But when I go into the freezer and I pull one of these out and eat it, and then I'm done. And as opposed to these, I open and I eat until I hit the
done
bottom,
right,
and I'm done. And so that portion control thing really does work, and it's ridiculous. Even as a Ben & Jerry's guy, I'm like, God, I had one. I'm happy. It was good. It was delicious. I don't need to go and open the box and open two more.
So this is the Tonight Dough. This also you serve as a pint, right?
Yeah, that's a pint.
So what is the flavors on these?
Caramel and chocolate ice cream mixed with peanut butter cookie dough, regular chocolate
so
chip
good
cookie dough, and then a cookie swirl in the pint.
Yep. That's the Jimmy Fallon one. I'm on the Americone dream.
Oh,
and it's not because I like Stephen Colbert more than I like Jimmy Fallon, but I like the ice cream flavor better. I love Americone.
You got them both. And I also brought in Cherry Garcia as another flavor we got here. So if you guys are ready for the last
let's
one.
Let's try that one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sure.
I'm going to let you open it yourselves this time. Let's see how.
Not like the animals.
No. Right.
But the classic
I'm a quick
DJ
study.
Here at Podcast Village, the rule
study
is no a-holes.
No a-holes.
So look at that.
Look
already.
Hey,
he's ladies and gentlemen.
You did it.
Perfect.
You did it.
This is worth my third interview.
Absolutely.
It's all we wanted to share.
You made it just right.
Thank
it's a
goodness
perfect space age polymer.
You're
keeps the ice cream
God
safe.
You people are saints.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. I am. Tom, we're just saying. We're such a pleasure.
What are you trying to say?
Always such a pleasure when you drop.
It's lovely to have you. I want to say the next time you come up, we're going to do a TMOS flavor in our flavor lab. Bring the whole crew. Maybe we do the show live from Vermont.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a National Ice Cream Month is July. Let's do it. Let's make
you know,
a date.
As I just, this bolt of lightning just came to me, as I just thought. Now, it's not popular by definition, but fruitcake ice cream, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, look at this.
You know, there is
your fruitcake with vanilla ice cream is spectacular, and it's spectacular on its own as well.
It set a precedent. There is an old flavor that you can get in some old ice cream parlors called Tutti Frutti that has candied nuts, candied fruit, and sort of a, you know, that, I think it's almost a cherry base.
Yeah, that was nasty. I remember Tutti Frutti.
But we can elevate it and modernize it.
Because you put the dough in it. That's
right.
The thing. You put that dough, which is your thing, your dough.
What dough? Good attracts good, Mike.
Cut up the cake pieces, and then what we can do is enrobe them. That's a foodie word.
Love
in
it.
Chocolate.
Enrobe them.
So it keeps them
God.
From soaking and getting all gooey, and then have that in your flavor.
Oh, wow.
We'll get Rob up there a day early. He'll make the cake.
I'll come a couple weeks early. Yeah. I think it might be good to get
1 month in advance.
Maybe
Rob
like May 10th I'll be there.
John, oh, man. Are you serious about a live broadcast if we can set that up?
Yeah, come on. Hell yeah.
Oh,
let's
man.
I do it. It's a beautiful part of the country. Great place to come in the summertime.
Let's do it.
I'd make my way over from Maine.
Please.
We'd see the Colburns. Please. Let's plan on it.
Could
let's
send
do that.
Oscar a month early to build like the studio that's over here. Like, we could use
they
this.
Got facilities for
this
everything.
This is
they'll
gorgeous, man. This is
we'll do
lovely.
A day. We'll do a day at Ben and Jerry's. We'd
love
90 minutes. Sit there with it immersed in that. Sean, you are a good man. You got to check out the light stuff, and the vegan is phenomenal
as well.
And I call it vegan because I've had these flavors before. Spectacular. Good luck with your travels, your whirlwind tour, and it is always a pleasure.
Thank
you
guys so
friend.
Much.
Cheers. What a great guy. That's Sean Greenwood from Ben & Jerry's. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. I will take these slices to the freezer.
Freezer!
And then I'll just negotiate a strategy with how to talk my wife into keeping them in the freezer. Because that's what I do.
Hide them inside a bag of broccoli or something.
Yes, that's right. I'll hide it under the peas! Anyway, we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show!
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike's not back from the freezer yet.
No!
Did he go to like the primary freezer or like a freezer in the garage?
Did he play a super quick promo there?
Standard length.
Are we back?
We are back.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program, it's food, food, and more food. Continuity is the name of the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment brought to you by Uni. Fire plus pizza equals delicious. I give you the Uni. Oscar, did you get done setting the Uni up for your mom yesterday?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
cool.
Oh, yes, the Uni. My mom calls it El Uni. El Uni.
Legitimate text from a friend of mine down here who has just recently got into the show. And my buddy Jack wrote me yesterday. He said, do you really like your Uni or is that just advertising shtick? Want to get a few for my employees.
Oh, wow.
But I haven't heard much about them. I said, no shtick. I use it. We love it. I actually bought a special table. I have a special stainless steel table that I put out on my patio because that's how much I love my Uni. And you're going to love it, too. I cooked a seared steak in it that was marvelous. The pizza is like nothing you get. You will not get this by going to the frozen section and getting a frozen pizza. It won't happen.
Can't.
If you want to have a real pizza, a pizzeria pizza at your home, get yourself an Uni. The secret's the heat. They all heat to 932 degrees, which means a crispy outer crust and a chewy, tender inner crust. It's the best you'll ever taste. This has been a real Food Network show today.
It has been.
Plus, there are two models to choose from. The Uni 3 heats to 932 degrees in 10 minutes, and it's portable, size of a carry-on bag. The Uni Pro makes larger pizzas, heats to 932 degrees in 20 minutes, and offers a quad fuel function. I use the gas. You can cook with wood, charcoal, or wood pellets. And your Uni isn't just for amazing pizzas. As I mentioned, you can use it for perfectly seared steaks and roasted veggies as well. For a limited time, Uni is giving our listeners 20% off their purchase to Uni. Go to uni.com. That's O-O-N-I.com. And enter our code TMOS at checkout. That's O-O-N-I.com and the code TMOS to get your Uni 3 or Uni Pro with 20% off. Take advantage now. The offer is only good till midnight on November 18th. Go loony for Uni.
It's the best. So great. I'm dying to try the steak thing.
I took, there's one picture that I guess we could use when we finally put this up on the website.
Yes.
Is of the fire, the glass on the front of the Uni.
Yes.
And my mom's reflection sitting there right behind me as we're cooking. And my mom said, "Me veo como el diablo." Because she looked like she was the devil with the fire reflection. I said, "That's exactly what I was looking for, Mom."
Now, there are two doors that comes in. You've got the pizza door and you've got the glass door.
Like an oven door.
I forgot the details with that. The oven door. There's one that cooks certain stuff and one that cooks other stuff.
The glass door.
Well, you see, the thing is, the pizza cooks so fast, you need to use the pizza door because the minute you put it in, you got to take it out again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The glass door has the temperature gauge on the front as well.
Yeah. But also, you can get through an infrared thermometer.
They give you the thermometer.
So you know exactly what you're getting. It's awesome.
I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. My son hates school. There's no other way to say it. He hates it. He totally. It's every day now, and I'm exhausting the methodologies for dealing with the 5-year-old who doesn't want to go to school. I'm not quite sure what to do, so I'm trying to nurture him. I'm trying to say we've tried the ignoring, we've tried the sympathetic. He's okay once he gets there, but he keeps talking about this other classroom he goes into. Mm-mm. At the end of his day, he moves to another classroom, and I guess whatever's going on in there where they're doing stuff, I think what it is he's not used to structure. And the second classroom of the day, they're giving him a little more structure in this Montessori school that he's in. So, you know, it's just like, Dad, every morning now, the drill, he comes in, you see him, he's fully dressed, right? He comes in, and I'm sitting there, I'm doing my show prep, and he says, "Dad, can I talk to you?" I'm like, "Oh. Here we go."
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just ongoing. So I'm not sure how long it's going to last.
Third week of school for him? Second or third?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think
and
he's in the third week.
See, it's weird. I mean, I'm not there, but I hear about him through you. And I thought, you know, certainly by now he will have given in because school's just what
he's
doing.
Well, he's an older kid, too. He's one of the older kids in preschool because we redshirted him. You know, we're going to have him as an older kindergartner when he goes in next year.
But so I assumed, and we did the same thing with Robert, it's actually going to give him an advantage ultimately. But I thought by now, just by the fact that, you know, kids grow up and they go to school and that's what they do, he would have given in. I'm shocked. Are you surprised that he hasn't sort of conceded to it yet?
I thought by now he would be okay. Yes, I defer to the Bolivian. Yes.
What is your rebuttal to him when he brings you the woe is me?
It can go everywhere from tell me what's specifically the problem. Can you tell me what bothers you? And I'll get I'll sit there all the way to the uncaring where it's just like, well, you're going, just deal with it.
Okay.
And I've said that to him. Right, I've done
tough
both
love
things with him.
Yeah.
We're trying to see what sticks to the wall and what works.
I have an option.
Yes.
My dad used to tell me this when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I couldn't really.
Was it goodbye?
I know. I really couldn't communicate. You know what? Sometimes words hurt, Rob.
I know. Who said that? Pony, why do you say those things?
I'll be back in 6 months.
So sorry.
See you in 6 months.
What was your name again?
Which one are you?
You are not the doctor, right? Yes.
My dad used to say to me, "Dry your tears. I will be back in 1985. You be a good boy for your mother. I will see you in 6 months." Okay. I'm
Clean
sorry.
Your room. I will see you upon Reagan's second term.
All right. What did your father used to say to you? Go ahead.
He said something along the lines as, do you think that I want to go to work today?
Yeah, I said that to him. Yes. I said that. And then you know what he said to me? What? Yeah, Dad, I know you like to go to work.
Yeah, he's right.
I got nothing on that.
That's true.
I come in here and talk to you. I have a blast. I just ate ice cream. I just came in and had 7 ice cream products. How can I look at a little kid? He didn't know that was happening, but he sees my demeanor, you know, where it's especially if I'm having a morning where mom's like, you know, and I'm like, see you later. I'm shutting the door. Bye-bye.
That is going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I might have a little pang on Sunday evening, you know, because work is work. But then, you know, we settle into the week, and you know, I'd rather be here than out there. That's the way I look at it. Yeah. So I got nothing on that count. But he, I hope he comes around. I really, really hope he.
What
comes
if we
around
set up Sean Greenwood to bring ice cream to his class?
Wouldn't that be exciting?
That'd be
that
better,
be,
right?
He's got, and I think that you know, most of the ice creams he could have. That's why I put him back in the freezer.
Yeah,
because I think
the
little guy, the
kids love it.
Yeah, the kids. The kids will love it.
Yeah.
No, I literally did what I told my wife. She said, "Have a bite of everything," which I did. And okay, I might have gone that last American dream.
That was a
dream.
Huge dent. Yes.
No, I've got, you know, I could show you the bottom of my trash can here.
Oh,
That's kind of
ice cream
where
bars
you spit
in the
water.
Bottom.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I spit water and I put that in the trash can, and everything's fine. But
like
we'll
the like Chrissy Metz did in the I think it was the pilot of This Is Us. Remember when she put dog feces on the food she threw away?
Why are you so obsessed with Chrissy Metz?
Because
why,
Mike,
the
you
fascination
can't,
with
you
her
can't contain talent.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Are you ready for your trip to college today? Are you
I bet
to,
she would have liked
to meet
be here
the interns,
today.
The prospective. Now, what is? I want to get into your process. A
okay,
little bit
very good.
Arguably, when we made the pivot with this show, and I think it's since we've been in Podcast Village,
yes,
in this studio, we redoubled our efforts and we made a concerted effort to bring in new interns, and
yes,
it's been very successful. We've got
in
some
most
great
cases,
kids.
It's been very successful.
Mm-hmm. In most cases, yeah. Now you're talking about individuals who
right
we will not name on
exactly
the show, but I will tell you this: that it has been a successful endeavor. And how did that happen? What is the most successful intern solicitation you do? Where do you mine for the most intern gold that we get on this show?
Let's start with number two. The second
number
most
two
successful way that we get interns is now there is, it used to be every college,
every university, yes,
would have their own internship program. And
right,
so to go through and get in was a pretty arduous process. So I started with George Mason, then went to American, and that's right at the top of our page. And then went to Georgetown, all the DC
yes
schools. But now there is something called Handshake that has about 2,000 universities involved. So once you post on Handshake, it goes to all the schools. So we've been getting
it's
more and more applications.
It's called an internet bulletin board.
Exactly. And then
so people, that's how you've been doing it pretty
some
well
of them,
with that?
Some of them, like, right, because I get like an applicant from St. Louis, mm-hmm, and they'll say, and when can I start? And I said, you can be in DC when? And they said, oh, it's in D.C. because they don't actually read
oh
our location.
Oh, they don't know that it's
yeah,
that,
like,
that.
Yeah.
What is the school that you go to? That, are you going to Mason today?
Mason I'm going to today. Roger Smith is the guy that teaches their radio classes. He's been very, very, very mm-hmm supportive of us. Sent us a
not
lot
like
of great
the
interns.
President of GE or something like that?
Yeah, but Roger this is Roger Smith with a D. It's a different
oh, okay.
Roger.
Roger. And, like Jolly Roger?
He is. Very
the Jolly
happy
Roger
all the time
in
all
right Ocean City.
Have great you thought about playing this music when you walk into the classroom?
Hakuna Matata.
Hey, everybody, no worries. Rob Spiewak right here. All right.
No, but one of the things I will say is, you know, you've chosen to learn about radio, and I will tell you this. Today, a man brought me ice cream at work, so you've chosen wisely.
Ah, okay.
But,
that's good.
But they, Roger is a great guy. He will pretty much just say where they are in the class and lets me riff. And he requires everyone in the class to ask one question because there's some people that are very involved. And then there's a certain percentage of the students that let their mouth hang open. And
is this
so,
Mason?
Yeah,
is this
Mason. And so that's very good.
Slackers.
I love the questions. That's my favorite part of it because I get to know where their head is at and what they're interested in. Today, one of the things I will focus on is the switch that we've been slowly going into video, and that just because you're majoring in radio and communications, don't ignore the video aspect of your career because that's the future. And Roger will show some of our IGTV
right
presentations on the big screen in his classroom.
Oh, very cool. Yes, Oscar, you were going to say
Mike,
something.
We've doubled our efforts as in about 10 days, I will go to Georgetown University.
You're going to Georgetown.
Yes, and I will speak
wow
to a marketing course and
wow
solicit for interns there as well.
Awesome.
Man, maybe I'll go to FGCU, Florida Gulf Coast University.
Oh my God, and, please do.
That could be
please
the person
do
that helps your ice
please
cream.
Do.
Yeah, and but then if I was going to do that, then they'd be coming to the home, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if you get
I'll
well,
be putting
need,
the ice cream
them
in my own freezer. Thank you
very
you
much. If you get, you probably get an intern with abs.
You know what would happen? Mike, hire an intern and have them prep the show, and just have them slide it under the front door. Slide me my show prep at 7 a.m.
I can hang out in the front in a tent, a production tent,
a production tent,
and then Mike can
oh, like
ask
trading spaces
yeah, through the window.
I could see myself in front of one of their guys. Yes, Curtis, you won't just be combating red tide here in Southwest Florida. You'll be helping the Mike O'Mara show. I'm not sure if they do that type of major at that school.
And you're like Cray America.
Exactly. They're getting a, they're doing a study.
America, O'Mara. O'Mara.
Come one, come all, children. We'd love to have you. So, well, good luck today.
Thank
with
you.
Your visit. And
I
good
think
luck
I'm speaking to two classes actually today. So
two,
really? Two. I believe I'm there.
Two
from
classes,
noon till
Mike,
four.
He's got a dress shirt, jeans, and hard shoes on.
I'm even wearing shoes today. Yes.
I think I'm going to take a different tact. I'm not going to go to Florida Gulf Coast University. I think I'm going to go to the interlands of Florida and perhaps visit one of the Ooh. Judicial centers.
Oh,
I
really?
Think that's what I'll do. One of the detention centers they have. Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. The 12-step program to get you back into society.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, and we're
listen, looking for something fun to do when you get out of the big house? Come on over. We'll
the
have a lot of fun.
Podcast.
Let us be the fourth step in your 12-step program.
We have the technology. You can bring it right to the prison. You could sit there, set it up right there if they had a Wi-Fi connection. Yeah. It'd be fantastic, you know? www.prisonwifi.edu should be great.
Not It'll a bad
be great.
Idea.
Coming
Not
back, we'll be carving something out of soap. That's it.
Hey, I rarely say this, but it is true. We got a special, very special news you may not need today with a different twist on the end of the news today.
Oh, cool.
You'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the there perfect is. Combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show, and you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Cerrito. James
I'm
Tiberius
trying.
Cerrito. Always wonderful. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by a wonderful show. If you're headed to Vegas for the TMOS Live, we just had a guy in the mailbag that didn't get tickets to our show, but he's going to this one. We're all going to be there. It's an extra special treat. Back to the 80s. A hilarious 1980s theme mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and we all murder Rob Mayer.
What?
That's right.
Mm.
We do. Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel. And we got Rob and Joe. Rob's going to be there. Oscar's going to be there. I'm going to be there. The real star of the show is you. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, okay. November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. How are we doing with this, Oscar?
What's I just pulled up the numbers. As I predicted, October was the month, the click, the day. Just yesterday, we are now over 56% sold.
Nice. All right, still got nice. A lot left, and we'd love to sell those. So please come out to the murder mystery, and we will see you there, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Louis C.K. isn't backing down from his attempt to make a comeback. He did another surprise gig at the Comedy Cellar in New York on Sunday night. And the Hollywood Reporter says he got a warm greeting from the crowd. I listened to the audio of it. Sounds like he got a great response from the crowd. A source said that the crowd was, quote, very enthusiastic. That seems to be true based on the tape. But they also noted that two people left and asked for refunds. The Hollywood Reporter posted a brief audio clip of him being announced and getting loud applause. But for what it's worth, the New York Post claims the audience was unhappy. Mm. But it's unclear if their source saw something different or if they're exaggerating. In any event, Louis did not bring up the Me Too movement or the allegations against him, but he's still trying to slay the dragon and get out there and resurrect his career, and we'll see what happens with him. Netflix has recently introduced a choose your own adventure element to some of their kids' programming, and now they're looking to make a broader move by bringing it to some adult shows. The idea is to blend elements of video games with traditional TV by allowing viewers to make choices as they watch. This sounds cool to me. This sounds like something that might be fun. They'll test the waters on an episode of Black Mirror, which is the perfect show to do this with. That is a very state-of-the-art show. That makes sense. The show's about the implications of emerging technology. It'll be an episode for the upcoming fifth season, which hits Netflix in December. I'll be all over this. I think it could be a lot of fun, really.
It seems to me they're missing the boat on this, though. While Black Mirror is a good choice, don't you think that this is what they would need to reinvent the game show? You could play a game show at home by choosing your path, you know, as far as answering questions or
I think
doing
you're absolutely right.
Something.
I think that would be a good idea. I think the implications are very wide for this, and I think you could do it. Mm. I think
an
interactive
game show would be so cool.
Yeah, isn't you know, that they have one on Facebook now?
Yeah, but on television it would be even different. I think if you had
you know the only person though that really knows about interactive video technology is our boy Oscar over here. Yeah. Oscar, you do you?
Think? Yeah, I got the headset on, and then I'm waiting for another piece to arrive for my midsection.
Yeah. See, I was thinking in a totally different vein. I was thinking your first person point of view stuff that you like to watch.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, virtual reality.
You're
side.
Using a headset.
Is it a headset or more of something that straps onto your chin?
VR.
Anyway, this will be the first of a new line of interactive content that they're developing. Two of the other potential projects involved adaptations of video games, sort of what you were saying. But there'll be shows, movies, or specials, not actual games. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
By the way, did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend?
I finally saw it, yes.
The Fortnite thing?
Oh, so
where they
perfect.
Had... See, I've watched Robert play Fortnite for hours, and I get so pissed.
They had
pissed.
A dad playing Fortnite.
I get so pissed at the way the action is, because, you know, they dance and they run into walls and stuff. So they actually had people dressed as Fortnite characters doing those stupid dances. It destroyed me. It was very... I don't use this much for SNL. It was very clever. It was fun.
Well, the weekend update segment was a little slice of perfect.
It really was.
It was absolutely hysterically funny, and they did a really, really nice job.
Ah.
And then Kanye West, I watched that all the way through, and I guess they cut him off at the end, so he didn't get his rant on national
television.
That
actually came after the wave goodbye, so it was only seen, I think, by the studio audience.
And Chris
in-house.
Rock did the video, which I thought that was hysterical, too. It was great. Bono recently told the Sunday Times that he nearly died in 2016. He describes it as a major moment, but he didn't go into details. This drives me nuts. He just said, quote, "I nearly ceased to be. It was pretty serious. I'm all right now, but I nearly wasn't. I've had a lot of warnings and a fair few punches over the last years. There were some serious whispers in the ear that maybe I should have taken notice of, and that's as specific as I'm going to get." Well, come on, Bono.
Didn't
he also
crash his bike into...
He crashed his bike. He said he alluded to this near-death thing,
it
doesn't have anything to do with the bike because the bike
tetanus.
Happened. What's that?
Might have been tetanus. You got to keep up on your shots.
I thought it was the bike thing that almost killed him, but I'm not sure.
He said, quote, "I was on the receiving end of a shock to the system, a shock that left me clinging on to my own life. It was an arresting experience. I won't dwell on it, and I don't want to name it." And it says the timetable with 2016, I'm not sure that applies to the bicycle.
Wow.
So it's
weird.
Well,
then you know what? If he's not going to offer details, I'm not buying it.
Then don't buy the album.
Make more music.
Yeah.
Crimes you've committed. We've all done it. Woo! And there's a survey that came out with the crimes that we've all committed.
Mike, you stole my heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Anybody ever jaywalk? I've jaywalked.
Of course.
Anybody?
I try 90%. Not to. My people do it enough.
90%. Rolled through a stop sign. Done it.
Yes.
But only 51% said yes.
Liars.
There's no way that's only half of us. That's not
California
true.
California roll or just a blatant blow through?
Just to, you know, kind of a blow through, you know, a
I've
roll
blown through.
You roll
accident.
Through.
Sure.
I've done it. Do you ever speed? Yeah, I've
all
sped.
All the time.
Thank
I've
you.
I've never
yes.
seen you speed.
67% said yes. There are a lot of liars out here.
Oh, they're lying.
Have you ever used someone else's Wi-Fi without their permission?
No, I don't think I have.
No, because I don't want your classic honeypot for them to give me viruses.
I don't either. Yeah. 35% say they've done it. That surprises me that many people.
Tony does it all the time. He
Wi-Fi.
Just travels around his neighborhood and picks up other Wi-Fi devices.
Only in an emergency.
That's right.
I needed that porn.
That is really
right
weird,
now.
Though. I mean, I'm surprised that many, 35%, said that. Have you pirated music or illegally downloaded a movie? I have not. I never have. There we go. Let's move on.
I know, Mike, you have never received pirated music. I know that.
No, I never have. No, 78% said yes. Also, 18% said they've used someone else's Netflix account without their knowledge. That's not nice.
Oh, without knowledge? No.
Have you ever done a double feature where you pay for a movie at a theater, then stay and sneak into a second one?
Anybody? Amazingly, I've never done that.
Oh, who has the time?
Oscar? Yeah, I did when I was a kid. I went to two movies.
That was a different time.
Yeah, Serpico and I forgot what the other one
Mary
was.
Mary Poppins.
Serpico and Birth of a Nation. Did you ever drink underage?
Yes.
Oh, yes. 72% said yes. I think we've all done that one. Ever been paid under the table?
What does that mean?
Like not taxable income? Like they pay
secretly?
Ask
me that question? Why don't you ask me that question again? Have you ever been paid under the table?
What does that mean?
I have no idea. And have you ever asked for a water cup at a fast food place, then filled it with Sody Pop?
No, scumbag move.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
That because the water cup thing. Is too small. Yes. You need more soda than that.
Thank you.
It's not the proper vessel for soda.
33% of people said they've done another vessel. But who needs that much fluid? There's an economist at the University of Oxford in England named Jan Emanuel Deneuve. And he says that studies show that we'd all be better workers if we always had three-day weekends. Here's the quote.
Hello.
So I'm trying to get the voice of
Hello.
Jan Emanuel Deneuve.
I would argue the four-day work week is spot on in striking that right balance between improving your work-life balance and unlocking productivity gains. This outweighs the net reduction in productivity from working a day less.
In other words, you'll get more done in 4 days than you do in five if you can start spending that fifth day doing anything but working. And for those people that make the D.C. to Stafford, Virginia drive, which has now been rated the worst traffic hotspot in the nation. Thank you. Thank you. Way to go, Northern Virginia. You did it. You're the worst in the nation for the people that drive D.C. to Stafford.
We're number one. You know, my mom works 4 days a week, Monday, Thursday, but longer days. So she has her Fridays
flex
off.
Days.
And she loves it. Absolutely.
You know what?
It.
That's right. But does she get ice cream there?
No, like she doesn't. Do? No. Sucker.
All right, here we go. I mentioned this was going to be special. No funny end to the news today. Just a really special story. I don't think I've done this in the entire time I've been doing News You May Not Need. I do not think I've done this. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting. Did anyone know that?
I did.
Did you guys know that that was happening? 58 people dead, hundreds wounded. One couple who lived through it didn't want October 1st to always remind them of the worst day of their lives. Todd Winky and Oshia Collins Waters were at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival together when the shooting started. And Todd was hit three times while shielding her from the bullets, once in the back, once in the arm, and once in his left side. Thankfully, they both survived. Todd still deals with pain from leftover shrapnel in his body, and Oshia was diagnosed with PTSD. Can imagine that. But they refused to let that one day define the rest of their lives. So instead of just going back over it in their heads yesterday, they decided to get married in the same city where the shooting happened. Todd proposed to her 12 days after the shooting, and they both immediately said the wedding had to be in Vegas, and it had to be on October 1st. They both have kids, and they didn't want them to always remember it as the day their parents almost died. So they decided to, quote, take back that date and turn it into a great day for their family instead of a tragic one. And if that ain't the spirit of this country, I don't know what is. To both those people, I wish them a happy, healthy, wonderful life and a marriage together. That is really, really spectacular. So I think that's just a great story
to
end on. And I didn't think any, I couldn't do funny after that. I just wanted to
super
spotlight
sweet.
That and say that is an amazing story. We'll get back to our tomfoolery and hijinks because we got Mr. Alton Brown with the audio vault when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now,
yes,
you
Tati.
Can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Mike, this late breaking news story.
Yes.
Tati Abeje will be joining us in studio tomorrow because he is now a freelance reporter and he'll be speaking to us about how we engage the audience on The Mike O'Mara Show. Don't miss it. Looking forward to that.
Yes. That'll be a stellar interview. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. There's a chill in the air. I'm going to do this commercial because I've been obsessed for some weird reason I can't explain why with Orson Welles.
Oh, good.
There's a chill in the air. No, I can't do Orson Welles. That can only mean one thing. Autumn, bitches. Go tailgating, you moron. Play touch football if you can stop licking your windows long enough to complete a game. Try picking apples instead of your nose. And slaughter your livestock for some center-cut bacon fresh from the sow. Unless you're too dumb, which you probably are, because only stupid people don't subscribe to the bonus show.
That's right.
Wow, you've taken it to a whole new level.
Prove your intelligence by subscribing, Mike. That's what I'm saying.
I have only one thing to tell the people who are not subscribing to the bonus show. Better yourself.
Yes.
Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
Woo! Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams Oktoberfest-style pretzels. Also, gourds!
Gourds!
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please get bent. And we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, October 2nd. It all comes out during those, doesn't it? All of it comes out.
I sometimes forget what I write.
Your true esteem for the listening audience, always.
When your words are brought to life by such a talent, it's a magical thing.
It is a magical thing.
Turn your mic off, Bunny. All right. Shaquille O'Neal. Very talented man, Shaquille O'Neal. And he's exposing himself through the magic of Facebook. He has a new reality show coming out. Mike, I know you like dramas.
All right. Now, as someone, I'm his number one fan, but now it's getting silly. The man doesn't stop. It's just, there's so much. He's got a reality show, Shaq does?
Yes. It's going to chronicle the opening of his new restaurant, The Big Chicken Shaq. And they spell Shaq S-H-A-Q because he's opening a chicken restaurant. You will watch this show, and you will watch this show on Facebook. When you're hungry and on the run, you want
your chicken from a guy 7'1". It's Shaq. The chicken empire is here. Bark, 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 bark.
The Shaq.
The next big thing to hit Las Vegas is coming from a big guy.
It's been a dream of mine to open up my own chicken restaurant. It's going down. I'm inviting the Facebook fans to come along on the journey with me. My all Shaq says pass.
Hi, Facebook. Come on in and join the fun.
Oh, I hate the Lakers.
Harder. You can take it harder, yeah.
You're about to have some fun.
We'll start demolishing soon.
Did you say demolishing soon?
Shaq attack.
Good job in the kitchen, people. Good job.
I knew you would make a good businessman.
My boss, man. Big Chicken Shaq, only on Facebook Watch.
And after watching the trailer, it has every bit of quality that you'd expect from a show that airs on Facebook. It has that look to it.
Let me say this. Yes. Is there a chance he's got to be doing some press for this? He's got to be doing some press. That is your prime directive.
You get him
that
on.
That would be your Christmas present to me.
You got
if
it.
If we would get you, he would be probably be terrible on the show. He would
probably
be disinterested. You think he would be wonderful?
I actually
wonderful?
Have a direct connection to Shaq.
Let's so get Shaq on the Mike O'Mara
I would love
show.
That. That'd be excellent.
I'll give it to Rob, and then we'll
Let's
see what
this.
They do.
All right, Mike.
Send him a sample of what we do. He'd be great. And send him that rant when I was talking about how spectacular I thought he was.
A little sexuality will help cause a lot of attention to a certain aspect of things. And breast cancer awareness is on everybody's mind. Serena Williams actually made a video to promote breast cancer awareness. She appears to be naked. She is covered tastefully. And she sings. I didn't know Serena Williams could sing.
I love myself. I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody.
I watch it a half a dozen times.
That's really cool.
It's surreal.
She does have some chops there. That's
pretty cool,
neat.
Isn't it?
Did you see Leslie Jones on Saturday Night Live?
I love the fact that they addressed head on the fact that the bit was past its due.
But they just wanted to do it. It was so funny. I mean, it's just that Weekend Update was the best one I've seen in years.
Very strong.
They hit on every single mark with that. Leslie Jones came out talking about getting her body in shape to play Serena Williams. Oh, my God. Apologize.
I know that this should have been done 6 weeks ago, but I had to show my body. And then she struck a pose.
And she had the exact outfit. That really was spectacular. I thought that was great.
Do you believe that our president has never been drunk?
What?
Yeah, I do. 1,000%. Yeah, that one I believe 100%.
All right, this is him on CNN yesterday.
Look, here's what. I'm just saying, I'm not a drinker. I can honestly say I never had a beer in my life, okay?
Right.
It's one of my only good traits. I don't drink. Whenever they're looking for something good, I say, I never had a glass of alcohol. I've never had alcohol. I've just, you know, for whatever reason. Can you imagine if I had? What a mess I'd be. I'd be the world's worst. But I never drank. I never drank, okay?
I don't know that I buy it. I think somewhere along the way, he must have had a glass of something.
Didn't he have a brother, his brother was an alcoholic.
Yeah, and his brother was a really, really big influence on his life. That's one of the few things that I really do buy about him. I don't think
you lose someone to that disease, you may completely step away from something.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he made the greatest vodka ever.
That's the problem.
And he has the biggest winery in the United States.
All right, so there's a debate going on for the governor. I guess you say governorship or the governor's office of Pennsylvania. Who do you think?
Gubernatorial election, Rob Spiewak.
Who do you think they get to moderate it? News figure? A former governor, maybe? Politician?
Now, where is this? What state is this happening? Pennsylvania. Anything could happen in that state.
I don't think this is a guy that even has ties to Pennsylvania. The gubernatorial debate moderated by Alex Trebek.
This year, shortly after the Super Bowl, you got a pretty positive reaction from the audience when you uttered the words "Fly Eagles, fly." And that started me thinking. So please, sir, tell me the name of the starting defensive lineman for the Eagles, who has won two consecutive Super Bowls, each one with a different team.
Ooh. Wow.
And I guess you're going to want me to put that in the form of a question.
Right now, there are people in this room who are sitting there saying, what on earth is going on here? You and Mr. Wagner have come here tonight to talk about
politics. He doesn't make him answer it, but he did moderate it.
You
should have made him answer it. But anyway, I just have to wonder what series, because it's not just one decision that gets Alex Trebek moderating a debate in Pennsylvania. What series of decisions had to happen for that to go? Because he's Canadian and he lives in California.
So did he make, was that a live pivot that he made?
I believe it might have been his version of a prepared joke.
Can you play it again? I want to hear it.
I will say this year, if the candidate knew the answer, he should have blurted it out.
The audience, when you uttered the words "fly eagles, fly," and that started me thinking. So please, sir, tell me the name of the starting defensive lineman for the Eagles, who has won two consecutive Super Bowls, each one with a different team.
And I guess you're going to want me to put that in the form of a question.
Right now, there are people in this room who are sitting there saying, what on earth is going on here? You and Mr. Wagner have come here tonight to talk about politics and policies, and here comes Trebek straight out of left field with a question about football. That was unfair.
It's Chris Long, you moron.
So you should be governor, Mike.
Yes,
you
it's should Chris be
governor.
Long.
You absolutely should be governor. I want to close with this tape. This is from North Dakota. It's a disc jockey named Jay Thomas. Not that Jay Thomas. It's another Jay Thomas. And he called into television station WDAY because he thought Halloween decorations were actually somewhat in trouble. He thought that there was a person being held against their will in a house in his neighborhood because the Halloween decorations were up and it wasn't even October yet. And I love it. We close with this because it's a great North Dakota DJ voice.
It is my favorite holiday. It's been since birth, actually.
Halloween is kind of a good day for us.
I look across the street and I see in my neighbor's window this sign that says, "Help me."
I see in my neighbor's window a sign that says, help me.
I'm like, what's going on over here? So I go walk down there to look in the car, and a person in the car just motions me to get out of here. I'm like, whoa, okay, something's not right.
And I didn't answer, and 15 minutes later, he's like, are you okay? Are you at home? And then I said, what? And he said, the sign, you have a sign in your window, help me.
To my defense, there were no other Halloween decorations out there.
The only thing scarier than those decorations is the fact that you live in the same neighborhood as a disc jockey.
A dumb DJ.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday,
Where's
everybody.
My thing here? Where's Hit the my thing? Thing? Come on now. Hit Come the on. Thing. No, that's not no, it. There. That's what it. I want there. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address for all those good pints of ice cream. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. to Chandler Center. Remember, vote. That's it. That's all I got for you today. Just do it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Go. Goodbye.